Okay, it's 9 minutes to 8.5 minutes to 8, and time for the word of the day. And today's word of the day is askew. It's an adjective, and ultimately what it means, askew means not straight or at an angle, and it can be used as both an adjective and an adverb. For example, the picture on the cabin wall was slightly askew, or the picture was hung askew on the cabin wall. If you watch enough nature documentaries, you may notice that gazelles, for example, are able to escape the claws and jaws of cheetahs when they zigzag across the savannah rather than simply running in a straight line. Hmm. Now, in Middle English, prey outmaneuvered a predator, or outmaneuvering a predator in this way is said to be skewing. Skew means both to take an oblique course, as it does in modern English too, as well as to escape, and comes from the Anglo-French word esquiva, meaning to escape or avoid. This is skew with its suggestion of crooked lines that forms the basis of the adjective askew. The prefix a means in such a state or condition. So, askew is used as both an adjective and an adverb to describe things or actions that are a little off, not straight, or at an angle. The escape sense of the Middle English skew isn't so much implied by askew, but we suppose that a painting hanging askew on one's wall could be, metaphorically speaking, attempting to escape from the rest of the decor.
Hmm. So if we were to look at it maybe from a cooking perspective, you know, I know that last night I tried to cook a gourmet meal and it turned out a little bit more disaster askew than MasterChef askew. Or would that be...
I suppose...
Or it just turned out askew.
Well, if I was a teacher, I'd give you maybe five out of 10 for trying.
That's why I'm going to the Cura Open Day on Saturday.
Good idea. Here's George Ezra. Anyone for you? Hanging askew.